At Tuesday night's regular meeting of the Sulphur Springs City Council, City Manager Mark Maxwell gave the council his monthly manager's report full of information. We also hear from City Director of Finance Peter Karstens at the end.
The Davis Street waterline replacement project is nearly done. We expect to finish it by Friday. We also ended up doing a little bit of wastewater line replacement while we were there. And then after that, the street will be paved as a part of the summer paving program. Speaking of which, again, I've included the list of streets to be paved this summer. I spoke with the contractor today. He expects to be here in mid-September to perform the contract and pave these streets. Also, the Rockdale Road reconstruction project is underway. Remember, it started with a water line installation. It's nearly complete. After that, the street will be reconstructed with reinforced concrete. At the moment, we're playing around with the idea of letting a contract to do that. So I'll let you know more as we get closer. Bill Bradford Road is on deck. That'll be a $1.4 million project. It's water, sewer, some drainage, and a new asphalt street with 500 feet of concrete at either end. We're finishing up the design on that right now, so that'll be next. And then after that, Pampa and Plano Street will be up for complete reconstruction as well. We didn't have any worker compensation claims in August. We did submit one liability claim, or rather we had one liability claim relating to the death of Tony Chance Ross. We have submitted that to the TML risk pool. We also submitted a claim to TML for damage at the, I'm sorry, that should say water treatment plant from a recent lightning strike. And again, Peter told you we're almost done in the business office. The wastewater treatment plant did well, coming in at 1.44 milligrams per liter, again well within our limit of 12 milligrams per liter. And while this is the first of the month, Finance Director Peter Karstens doesn't have a lot to tell you, but he does have a couple of significant items to share with you. Mr. Karstens?
Yeah, sales tax went up last month, $50,000. And the last of the month, I really didn't expect that much because if you look over the last 3 or 4 years, that month had been running pretty strong. So that's good news. The better news is franchise. I had already showed it in the budget that it was higher. 15 years ago, I think it was, they changed the franchise agreement mainly with electric, which is our main one, to not be like a sales tax, but be key to usage. And so it really hasn't changed much in those years. But it went up a lot this last year, and I recognize some of that in the budget, but I went back to the budget because of some of the things that particularly one of the things that you'll see in that when we do the budget, I went ahead and recognized these increases in the budget because they changed the number significantly because of the end of the year estimate, and then bring it into next year. So the fund balance will be a lot better than what it had. And then building permits are up a little bit from what I asked.
KSST News.